Harper Audio presents Guardian of Lies by Steve Martini. Read by George Guidel.
Chapter 1. To the drug lords of the Tijuana cartel, the man was an urban myth, and the cops were singing off the same page. According to the Mexican Federal Judicial Police, the assassin referred to in scattered press reports as the Mexicutioner didn't exist. To hear them tell it, the killer was a figment of the Button Boys' imaginations. The teenage hoodlums who fueled the violence in the rampaging narco zone near the border were rumors of his five-figure contracts were threatening to raise the city's minimum wage for death. It's true these kids were illiterate and violent. They came from the barren Baja and the meager villages of Sinaloa, out of the mountains of Chihuahua, all looking for the same things. Opportunity if they could get it, survival if they could not. They lived in banged-up sea containers and the tar-paper barrios that dotted the hillsides around the city, and eked out an existence by offering their lethal services to the narco trade. Get crosswise with this commerce, and for a few thousand pesos and your car's license number for identification, these kids would find you. They'd speed through the city on motorbikes with the silenced muzzle of a Mac-10 poking them in the ass down the back of their pants. They would twist the bike's throttle with one hand and use the other to blow your brains all over the inside of your nice new Lexus. To these concrete cowboys, the Mexicutioner was not only real. They knew him by a different name for the soundless way he took his victims, and always at night. He was like the mountain of water rising from the darkness.